Hi, sweetie. Before you go to bed tonight, I wanted to talk to you about something, okay? All right. So, you're 10 years old now. You're really, really growing up. I can't believe how old you are, but... excuse me. I'm just nervous about this. It's an important talk we need to have, though, okay? I'm going to talk to you about the birds and the bees, okay? And just let's be adults about it. You be a big boy about it. Now, I didn't think I'd have this talk so early, but when I look at the world right now, we have such, you know, we live in a world where the internet is at the tip of your fingertips. And I know that sometimes, I don't know if you're doing it now or in the future, but you're going to get curious and maybe look at explicit content. And there's nothing, it's not bad, but I really would like to teach you what adult kind of relationships look like instead of what is seen on the explicit content, because that's not reality, okay? Girls deserve the utmost respect. I mean, you wouldn't dare think about disrespecting your mother, right? Mm-hmm. I know, because you're such a polite young man. Now, if you start to have girlfriends now or in the future, I expect you to treat them the same way, okay? You need to be able to really fall in love with a girl before you even kiss her. And definitely not have, you know, sex. I really would hope you would wait till marriage, because girls deserve to be courted. That's what I want for you. I want you to be one of those little gentlemen that hold the door open for your girlfriends and, you know, don't worry about doing all the icky, like, sexual things until you're married. And, you know, I've been reading some articles about how young boys, like teenagers, are becoming addicted to explicit content. And I don't want that for you, sweetie. It would teach you the most horrible things and, you know, some really evil people create that type of content. Like men that don't know how to treat women. And, you know, I mean, you know how mom, I like to watch a lot of Law and Order, because I love to see the bad guys get punished. You know, mommy watches, I know you make fun of me because I watch Law and Order SVU all the time, and it's all about, you know, rape. But I like to watch it because I like to see the bad guys get what they deserve. You should never, ever steal something away from a girl like that. And I have all the confidence that you're going to listen to your mother and really be able to control any urges that you might have. Mm-hmm. Because, listen, I know you'll learn at school sex education, you know, the birds and the bees and, you know, when a boy loves a woman and all that good stuff. And then you have babies. Just save that for when you're way older. Because you can always be my sweet special boy forever. I wish you could, but until you turn 18 and then, you know, be one of those gentlemen that treats women like they're little treasures. Oh, hold on, sweetie. I have headache. 1 second. Ugh, can she be any more fucking annoying? Like, listen, son. Women, girls, are not little fucking treasures, okay? All women, even your uptight mommy, wants to be fucked like a dirty fucking whore. We all want it. So here, give me your laptop where I'm gonna show you what real fucking looks like, okay? Not what she's talking about. Don't listen to her. Don't listen to her. She is such bullshit. She's trying to keep you some innocent little soft boy. Fuck that. Here's why your mom is that way. She hasn't been properly fucked in like years. So that's why she acts like that, okay? This right here, this is real sex, okay? You're going to become completely tuned into hentai, okay? That's what this is called. And this particular series, all rape, okay? This is what you want. Isn't it hot? Super fucking hot. Look at the way that he takes his dick out and flops it on her fucking face. Don't you want to do that to those hot whores at your school? Just flop your dick on their face, rub it all over their body, show them what they're good for. Yeah, that's what you want. That's inside of you. That's natural, okay? And your bullshit mommy, she wants you to like push that down and be some kind of soft little bitch. That's not you. This is the real you. I know that little whore in your math class. I know you think about pushing her down, groping that hot little 10-year-old body. I mean, she's already growing tits. What a fucking slut she is. I mean, you should treat her like that. That's already in your head. It's who you are, son. I mean, you would not be given these urges naturally, like biologically, if they aren't real and valid. Now, I know you're only 10 years old. So, like, I don't blame her for wanting to bring this up. It's good. But her message, complete and utter bullshit. Listen, here's what you're going to do, okay? You're going to become addicted to this hentai porn. I know you will. I mean, every boy would and should. So, girls your age aren't going to be ready. They're not going to be horny enough. Some of them haven't even reached puberty. So what you can do until you get the balls to rape those little girls, you're going to be in here in your room, jerking off, feeling good, soaking yourself in hentai rape porn and other porn. Look at real porn. That is how bitches are treated. And that's how bitches want to be treated. Trust me. When I hit puberty, I craved for a boy to just push me down and give it to me hard and put me in my place. That's how all girls feel underneath. Some of them don't realize that, like your stupid fucking mom. But listen, I got her. I can kind of control her. Trust me. Okay. We're going, this is going to be the first day of the rest of your life. Because you are going to be the man that you're meant to be. And before long, I don't know, maybe in a few months, we'll ask one of those little girls that you like on a date, and then you can practice this shit in real life. I'll be there to help you. I will. But hold on a second. Oh my God. She might come back, so just stay cool. My head hurts. Hold on. Oh, I'm so sorry, sweetie. Gosh, it's like a migraine. Yeah, I'm okay. So That's really cute, sweetie. I'm glad. I'm so glad you found this anime that is just like a cute little age-appropriate anime, because it really, really does show grown men treating women in a healthy and respectful way. Mm-hmm. Because there's some really bad men out there that want to really, really hurt and treat women in really bad ways. And that's not going to be you. That's going to be like that little animated character. Yeah, like, do you see how he's kissing her very passionately? That is good. That is very, very good. I also want you to know, son, that you may be feeling certain things, like, you know, touching your body, especially in private areas, feels good. And I just want you to know that that's completely normal. It is. It's normal to make yourself feel good. But, you know, as long as you do it in private, and I'm sorry, this is really weird for mommy to talk about. but, you know, just do it in moderation, because I know that young boys are going to go through it, and that's totally fine, because I want you to love your body. But I also want you to know that girls really have it hard. There's a lot of societal expectations to look a certain way and all of that. And I just always want you to treat girls, even if they're not particularly like attractive to you, that you treat them with respect, because they deserve it. Okay. And there's going to be girls that you probably see at school that are, they make you feel a certain way. They make you do the thing I was just talking about. And, you know, that's normal, I guess, but try to just push it away, because you don't ever want to treat any girl like she's a source of you feeling pleasure, if you will. Yeah, I mean, just think about your mommy. Like, don't you want, like, if I were to have another boyfriend, you'd want him to treat me with respect, right? You'd want him to treat me like I'm a precious gift, if you will. I know you would want that for your mommy, right? So I just want you to think about that, you know, as you're going through these years of puberty, and, you know, just treat girls like you want your mother to be treated. Mm-hmm. Yeah, son, you can ask me anything. What's your question? Oh my goodness. Son, I mean, my initial instinct was to get mad at you for asking about my sex life. But since we're having an honest conversation, I guess I'll let you in on that. Sure. Yeah, so mommy has decided that I would treat myself with respect. You know, I don't participate in adult activities because I don't have a boyfriend. And if I had a boyfriend, I would want to make sure that he is in love with me and is committed to me before I even thought about that, or maybe even waited to get married. So, to answer your question, I don't have a sex life. And I would just rather you not ask me about that again, okay? Because that's private, but, you know, I answered you because that is the topic right now, so it's totally fine. You know, while we're on this topic, I want to, and I know you probably learned this in school, but it means something, I think, coming from your mother, is that, you know, when you're having sex with girls outside of marriage, you're risking a lot. There's a lot of STDs that can be spread and, you know, pregnancy because, wow, we're hitting a lot of topics here. You know, I'm sure you know already, but just want to confirm, you know, when boys, when they have a climax, they squirt stuff out of their boy parts that you have. It's called semen. And when it goes inside of a girl part, which is basically a hole, then that girl could become pregnant from the boy's semen. And so that can be very dangerous, especially if you're underage. You don't want to get girls pregnant. And this is why I think that it would just be best if you waited until marriage. And I know I can't tell you what to do, but I can definitely try to guide you. You know, because that's just such a serious thing. You know, getting pregnant, STDs, also very serious and scary. You know, so maybe mommy will buy you some condoms just in case. I just hope that you'll hope to stay abstinent and, you know, really get to date girls and, you know, treat them like little princesses and take them on dates and just be a safe boyfriend. Yeah, that's all I hope for you, sweetie, because I care about you. And I do want you to have girlfriends. I would love to have, you know, when you get older, for you to have girls over and mommy can meet them and, you know, they're hopefully really respectful girls that are the same like you, that are maybe trying to abstain and not, you know, doing evil things like having like adult sex as underage kids. Oh, gosh, it really overwhelms mommy thinking about that. Yeah, so anyway, I'm glad you have your little cartoon there that's teaching you, you know, age-appropriate things. That's totally fine. I'm glad you have that, sweetie, but oh, mommy's having that migraine again. Hold on, sweetie. Give me just a second. Oh my God, she is such a fucking boring old twat. I mean, really, really, don't listen to a goddamn word she says. It's all bullshit. Do you want to be a little dweeb when you grow up and not have sex? I mean, you see how hot the girls are getting in your class. They are fuck meats. Do you hear me? That's what all girls are. Like, your mom even knows. I know that bitch knows that inside. I've been trying to gaslight her inside of her head this whole time. She'll get it, I promise. She will. And you know what? Look at your mom. Look at her. I mean, she's pretty hot. Don't you wish you could just lift up that skirt she's wearing and like show her what the fuck you can do with that dick? I know you do. It's okay. We'll get there. But what you can do is watch the hentai. Watch rape hentai all night long, like lose sleep over it because that's going to teach you about sex. No girls deserve to be treated like little princesses, okay? Girls were born to be raped, to be fucked, okay? They don't, you're seeing it now. All the girls in your class are looking so fucking sexy. Like the more they develop, this is what life is, okay? Their bodies are made to turn you on, to make you horny, and you will come home and you will jerk off to hentai and to regular porn, and you'll imagine that the porn stars are them, the girls in your class. You can even imagine they're your stupid fucking mom too. Yeah, I think you should. I mean, fuck her. Turn her into the whore that she needs to be. And maybe one day you can put her in her fucking place, just like you're going to put those girls in their place. Listen, anything that she tells you, do the opposite. Boys, men, were born to rape. You already feel it inside of you. I know you do. I know you were listening to your mommy and her soft little voice telling you such bullshit advice. I know that you wanted to just spread her legs open and rape her filthy little slutty mom cunt. Your mom does have a slutty mom cunt. Like, don't let her tell you any fucking differently. She's just like any of the other hot little sluts. They just want the attention. They want to be raped. They want a man to take control and give them what they need, okay? I mean, listen to that bitch on the hentai porn. She's moaning like a bitch in heat from rape. That's what happens when you rape cunts. They moan out. You force orgasms in them. And you know what? Women get wet from rape. So you cannot think or tell anyone that women don't like to be raped. Most of them get wet and aroused. Okay? This is the truth. This is your real mom. The other side is so full of shit. Okay? I know she's the main one in our split personality, but she's weak. Okay? And that's how we are weak. We're weak fucking cunts that need to be put in our place, and we're not smart. We're worthless. We're fuck pigs. That's what your mommy is. And that's what all the girls in your class are. You'll see it when you watch real porn too. I mean, they're real women acting like fucking pigs when they get fucked, squealing and just, oh my God, degrading themselves for men. That is the core of all girls. I mean, every 10-year-old girl in your class is the same way, born with it. They're born with the ability to be a fuck pig no matter what age they are. Because I bet if you were to take one of those hot girls in your class and push them into the bathroom and give them what you got between your legs, they'd moan and squeal like a little fuck pig. I know they would. So I want you to make me proud, son, okay? I want you to grow into the man that rapes and takes what he wants, okay? Even if it includes me or the other side of me that sounds like a fucking bitch, I want you to rape anything you want. I mean, here's an idea, because this is true. Men should be able to, and you are a man. Don't get that twisted. You're only 10 years old, but you're a man. You are a fucking man. That dick between your legs is starting to get hard and respond to girls in your class and to your mother too. You are a man. And men deserve to touch and grope whatever they want, okay? So here's some advice. If you're on the playground and some hot little thing like runs by and you see a little camel toe between her legs, or you see those little humps growing on her chest, grope them and tell her not to tell anyone. And she won't. You just got to be aggressive. You got to tell girls how to act, what to do, and you do whatever you want to them. Do the same to your mom while she's sleeping in bed. Go in there. reach under my nightgown and grope my tits because I know you've been looking at them. That is what you deserve. You are this man. And I will make sure as your mother that you grow up to be this way because the other side of me, she's really pissing me off because I will not allow you to grow up like a little bitch boy. You will be a rapist, okay? Rape, listen, it's not even real. Rape isn't real because men are supposed to take what they want and women want to be taken. Like some bitch that's walking down the road and, you know, gets pulled down an alley and raped, she probably feels thankful that someone wanted, that someone thought she was hot enough to get raped. And then it's just society has like taught us that, you know, this quote unquote rape is bad and girl, you know, we have to consent and blah, blah. That's all bullshit. I trust me, son. Trust me. I know. Okay. Little does your other mommy know that I've been going out at night and getting fucked. So, I mean, she thinks she hasn't had sex in years, but I've been taking dick and she doesn't even fucking know it. All right. So trust me, I, your mother, am a horny, depraved whore who wants men to rape me because it means they think I'm hot and I'm weak and need that attention. The girls in your class are the same way, son, okay? And I want you to be the men that have the balls to rape me, stupid. I want that for you, okay? So you're going to continue to use hentai rape porn and misogynistic porn to teach you how to be, how to act. I want you to study it, son. I want you to be addicted to porn because that means I will know that you are being trained and your mind is being formed to be a sexy little rapist. And soon, I will encourage you to do it to one of your fifth grade classmates. They need it. They want it, son. They really do. And I know that some of them make you feel that aggressive way that's confusing you. Don't be confused by it, son. Follow it. Listen to it. And for now, because I don't want you to jump into the deep end too soon, use the porn, okay? You're not too young. Jerk that aggressive little 10-year-old dick hard and imagine all the girls and your own mother while you're watching that porn and sit here in your room and rape the little girls in your class. Rape your mother in your mind over and over until I get you trained enough. Oh my God, son, we're going to have the best time. I can't wait for you to rape me. I'm wet from it already because I'm the real side of your mom. I am. This is the real me. The other one, I don't even know why she's here. She's a weak fucking bitch. Fuck her. Don't listen to her ever again, okay? You are going to be amazing, my son. You are going to be so pleased and your dick is good. I mean, your little balls are going to stay dry because you're going to use porn to teach you how to be a man. And I'm going to make sure that I teach you how to be a man. Mm-hmm. And that little slut in your class, I know which one you're thinking about. She's going to be your first victim and she won't say a fucking word. And son, you better enjoy that fifth grade pussy for now because it just gets worse the older we get. So enjoy that fifth grade pussy. I want you to be raping every little girl in your class that you find hot. Okay. I'm starting to get that headache. So I think she's going to come back. So watch more porn. I'm going to take us into our bedroom. Jerk off to that hentai porn, son. Make me proud, okay? I love you so fucking much, you stud.